Hare Krishna, this is a short snippet and quite interesting, and it's a topic entitled Tech Billionaire Parenting. It's a viewpoint, Alice Thompson in the Times, and it goes like this: Melinda Gates' children don't have smartphones and only use a computer in the kitchen. Her husband Bill spends hours in his office reading books while everyone else is refreshing their homepage. The most sought-after private school in Silicon Valley, the Waldorf School of the Peninsula, bans electronic devices for the under 11-year-olds and teaches the children of eBay, Apple, Uber, and Google staff to make go-karts, knit, and cook. Mark Zuckerberg wants his daughter to read Dr. Seuss and play outside rather than use messenger kits. And Steve Jobs strictly limited his children's use of technology at home. Conclusion is given by the author here. It's astonishing if you think about it. The more money you make out of the tech industry, the more you appear to shield your family for its effects. What it really means is that the more these people are, more money they're making out of the tech industry, the more they're protecting their children. So they're personally very conservative, and they're very conservative about the children's interaction with technological platforms. But at the same time, they're promoting, advertising, brainwashing us to be very, very liberal, to be real consumers. So quite interesting. They must know something that we don't, or at least that we may suspect. But they know that these things are not really very healthy for you in excess, and yet they're getting very rich out of us being excessive, or out of our excesses. Some food for thought for the day. Hare Krishna.